Marcus Taylor and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
And it is time for Building Rural Wealth this morning. Dan Miller with us. Dan, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you here. We kind of gum floating in this morning, which is nice. It's kind of a nice feeling.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Absolutely. What, two inch plus? So yeah. That's, Well, very, very much needed. I know these fires that they've had around the area, and I'm sure, you know, I know everybody likes to harvest when it's dry, and I understand that, but I'm guessing that some of the farmers probably felt like they needed a little break.
They've been going some long hours here the last bit, so.
And especially if you can avoid that risk of fire like we've had.
Yeah,
so.
That's good.
Yep, absolutely.
Nice to see you. Prediction on the game tonight, Chiefs and...
Jacksonville. Oh, I mean, you'd like to think the Chiefs can win, but you know what? They if they knew that, they wouldn't even play it.
Yeah, that's right. And Amy Shipley, Amy, how are you?
I'm good, Aaron.
How was your weekend?
It was fun. I did a lot of fall baking. I got some pumpkin bread going, and I picked some pears, and. So,
hey, did any of that pumpkin bread find?
Well,
quality?
That's what I'm thinking. Then I thought about that.
She shows up empty-handed here this morning.
I left one for my husband and I, and then the other one went to my son. So. Uh-huh. I'll keep working on that.
All right,
though.
There you go. Well, yeah, you know, keep working on it. You'll get it perfected, and then
will.
You can bring some in.
And then I'll bring some in.
There you go.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, speaking of pumpkins, your guys' gourds and pumpkins are really pretty out front here
that's
of
nice.
The station. Man, those are nice.
Thanks to Corinne Jenkins and the
La La
Project.
The La La Project. Yeah, those
great
are
great projects.
Yeah, they're really pretty.
You bet. Yeah. I like it. It's fall.
It is. It's fall, and that's such a great project that
she absolutely mans
and does. So that's awesome.
That's one of those really cool projects.
It
for
is.
Sure. So speaking of the harvest and fall, so harvest lesson. So what does farming teach us about finances? So I'm kind of looking forward to this, Dan. What are we talking about here?
Well, you know, a lot of people probably know that, you know, I'm an old farm kid from way, way back, still have farming interests, you know, still have family that farms, of course. And Denise and I talk about it, you know, once you're on the farm, you know, you're never off the farm. And of course, Amy and her husband farm, you know, and so it's, and if you're from the Midwest, if you're from rural Iowa, if you're from any of this part of the country, you're familiar with it or you're way out of place, you know. In other words, you're in the wrong place if you don't know something about agriculture and farming. So, and you know, October, it's that time. I mean, it's harvest time across the Midwest. And we know that farmers, you know, live with all kind of uncertainty, you know, weather, market prices, equipment breakdowns, you know, challenges with the government, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, we also know that financial planning has similar challenges. And so what we thought we would do here today is kind of put the two together a little bit. And so just like harvest season's full of long days and unpredictable weather, which we're having a little bit of that today, and a lot of uncertainty, you know, retirement planning can feel just like that too. And so the same lessons farmers rely on, patience, preparation, and timing, can also give us a clearer financial picture as well. So we thought we'd kind of tie that together a little bit today.
Well, let's start with that. Patience. You mentioned patience. So, Amy, patience. How does patience in farming compare to patience in investing and planning?
Sure. Well, they say patience is a virtue, and it certainly is. You know, when you're a farmer, you have to have a lot of patience because you're waiting for your crops to grow. You're waiting for a rain to come. You're waiting for your part to be brought in. You might be waiting for, you know, 9 months for that cow to have her calf.
Mm-hmm.
So having a lot of patience in farming goes right along with it. And the other thing in financial planning is having patience, too. So you're not going to earn your first $1 million in a day. unless you win the lottery, which I didn't the last time I looked. So you just have to learn to delay your gratification. Just like in farming, it takes months of work a lot of times before you see results. And so with that, there's a financial connection to that also. You may need to save for years before you see results in retirement. That's how building wealth works. And you need to stay patient. You have to have steady contributions over time to build wealth. Just like it, when you want quick results, you often get really discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
We all are built that way. It's just natural.
We want it now. We want it now.
Yes. Yesterday.
Yes. Even better.
Yes,
even
we
better.
Do.
Yes.
And when progress feels slow, that's really the time to, you know, take a step back and know that your plan is going to work. Try not to get frustrated because the markets can be volatile.
Mm-hmm.
So with patience, growth will happen beneath the surface. So you think of it just like your roots growing. You know, the roots grow on the crop before you ever see something come out of the ground and flourish. And before that happens, you can be, you know, biting your fingernails and waiting. Is anything ever going to happen? But after a while, that plant will grow. Just like after a while of, you know, steady contributions, your wealth will grow.
All right. Slow and steady. Patience. Have some patience. That's something we can all learn. So
that's a hard one for me sometimes.
And me too, Dan.
Yeah, there
me
you
too.
Go.
Yeah, we want it, like you said, yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah, day before would even be better. So preparation, that's the other thing you mentioned, Dan. So how does preparation reduce stress for both farmers and families planning for the future?
Well, you know, we've all had to prepare for something. You know, we've had to prepare. I know a guy whose daughter got married a while back, and he had to prepare for a wedding
that's a long time. I know that
you
guy,
know,
too.
That's right. You know, and so there's always something that we have to prepare for. And, you know, a farmer preps his field long before planting season. You know, I mean, you know, you got to first, you got to secure the ground. You may have to visit with the NRCS and Farm Service to make sure that things are in line. You know, even before you buy some seed, you know, make sure your equipment is in proper maintenance, seed selection, soil testing, you know, all that stuff happens way ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got to prepare. And so just like when it comes to retirement planning, you know, all those things take preparation ahead of time. You know, of course, we do a lot of financial planning with people, and that's all about preparation. And we tell people all the time that, you know, the most oftentimes the most help that we can give to somebody is if we meet with them ahead of time, you know, not the day before they're going to retire, but maybe 5 years before they're going to retire. So you can lay that groundwork, you know, set that runway, so to speak, before you land that plane of retirement. You know, and so without planning, you know, oftentimes people face a lot of last minute stress, just like a farmer maybe runs out of fuel right in the middle of harvest, you know, right out in the middle of the field. So you don't need that, you know. So many delay financial preparation because it feels overwhelming. And then sudden emergencies, you know, force rush decisions. And you don't want that. You know, you want to be as prepared as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And preparing early makes the harvest, and that harvest for a farmer is one thing, but for people looking to retire, it might be your retirement, your legacy, your business transition. You know, all that preparation makes things go smoother and more rewarding, and we feel that a solid plan reduces that stress during unpredictable times, you know, whenever you can, you know, prepare and be ready. You know, over the years, we've met many business owners who came in feeling overwhelmed. You know, maybe tax season caught them off guard, you know, and oftentimes having a simple process put in place, their stress went away, or stress went way down at least, and they could focus on their retirement dreams or running their business instead of scrambling. And same with people that are getting ready to retire in a few months, you know, having that plan ahead of time can make all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. Very cool. Good information. So what about timing then, Amy? So why does, like, to Dan's point, why does having a plan matter more when you're waiting, more than waiting for the perfect moment? Why does a plan matter? Why does that help?
Well, you know, for example, in farming, having the plan matters more than waiting for the perfect time, because if you, for example, plant too early or too late, your yields suffer.
Mm-hmm.
If you harvest too soon and your crops aren't ready and you wait too long, you risk losing them. So timing matters in decisions like when to retire, when to claim Social Security, when you might sell a business. And you can't time everything perfectly, but being aware will help you maximize your opportunities. So don't be afraid of, you know, missing the perfect time. What you want to do is just stick with a plan. Like Dan said, talk to somebody ahead of time so then you're not rushed and making decisions under pressure. Having a strategy in place means timing becomes a thoughtful decision, not just a guess. So even if the conditions aren't perfect, that plan means that you are prepared to act.
Okay.
So, for example, we had a family who wrestled with, okay, when should I retire? And that is a very common, question, I would say problem, but I don't know that retiring is a problem. But they were really worried about waiting too long. But they were also nervous about leaving too early. And I think so many people can really relate to that. But by walking through different timing scenarios with the advisors, they could see the trade-offs clearly. And that gave them clarity in their decision and made them feel a lot more comfortable about, okay, this is our plan. I'm going to stick to it and it will work.
All right. Again, we have with us Dan Miller and Amy Shipley from Milestone Financial, Building Rural Wealth. Dan, when we started our conversation, you mentioned patience, preparation, and timing. We've touched on those three items. So I want you to kind of put this all together for me, bring it together and wrap it up for me here.
Well, you know, tying it back to kind of the harvest theme, which we're in that season right now, of course, farmers know the reward that comes after months of discipline, you know, and finances follow that same rhythm. You know, the unknowns of retirement and wealth planning can feel a lot like staring down storm clouds during harvest. You know, by leaning on patience, preparation, and timing, you know, now we'll never eliminate uncertainty 100%.
Sure.
You know, but you do set yourself up for the best possible outcome in many situations. You know, one of the things we talk about in our firm is controlling the controllables. You know, there are certain things that you cannot control. You know, I mean, we can't control what interest rates are going to do. You know, we can't control what the market movements are going to be. But we can control how much risk we're going to take. We can control the timing of our retirement. We can, you know, do our research. We can look at working with a financial advisory team that ties it, that looks at the big picture. So there are a lot of things that we can, you know, control. So controlling the controllables and lessening the effect of the things that we cannot control. That takes patience and, let's see, what is it? Patience, preparation, and then, of course, timing's everything.
Yep.
You know, and so we really encourage our listeners to think about, you know, where do they need patience in their financial life? You know, what preparation and steps have they been putting off up to this point? And then also, what timing decisions are coming up in the next 1 to 5 years, and would it be helpful to work with a financial advisory team that can help you with some of those timing decisions?
Of course it would be helpful.
Well,
absolutely.
We believe it would be.
Big decisions to be made, and there's a lot of peace of mind that goes with working with professionals. So how can they get in touch? What's the best way to get in touch with Milestone Financial?
Sure. Our phone number is 712-623-5726, or we have a really great website you can visit at www.milestonefinancialgroup.com.
Very good. Great information. Reach out, have the conversation, and start down the road of your plan, I guess. So.
You bet. That's right. And speaking of the harvest season, everybody be safe out there. Enjoy a couple days, of course, of the rain. But, of course, I know most guys will be trucking grain,
mm-hmm.
you know, hauling it away because I know the harvest, or, you know, we're at a pretty good crop this year. So probably the elevators will be super busy today, you know, everywhere. But, yeah, stay safe out there and have a good harvest.
Make it a great day. Nice to see you all.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.
Dan Miller and Amy Shipley with us from Milestone Financial, Building Rural Wealth.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
At Subway,